Scott's Hut, Antarctica. The hut built by the British Antarctic Expedition of 1910 to 1913, led by Robert Falcon Scott, who would eventually die on his way back here. It's kind of hallowed ground for explorers to see how fast they departed and how they left everything behind. Although it was an improvement over the first hut built at Hut Point, living here was pretty rough. And even today, in some ways, it still is.
But despite its hostility, people are still drawn to this desolate continent today. What is living here like now? Who comes here and why?
While living in Antarctica for a month, we experienced basically two very different lifestyles. One in the remote fuel camps, the other in what residents affectionately call the town, McMurdo Station.
This 105-building station was established in the 1950s, and today houses around 900 people in summer.
McMurdo provides logistical support for science across western Antarctica and the South Pole. But most people in this town aren't scientists. There are the people who handle the trash. There are the cargo coordinators, carpenters, cooks, the mechanics.
Without us, without support people, there would be no science. You need this big population of 700 to 1,000 people to support maybe 300 scientists, because you've got to get them where they need to go. You've got to get their equipment, their food, their water, and so forth.
They're essential for the science to happen, but a lot of them never even get to leave the station, which looks sort of like an aging mining town on its way out. So it's hard to see on the surface what's so appealing about this place. So why do people come here?
Well, people either come down for their first season, say, that's it. It's a bucket list thing. They come out of curiosity, the unknown. Then they never come back. And there's others, you know, that just come back year after year after year. It's either just out of adventure, or they simply get into the community and stay with the community. I never thought I'd be doing this. I left a pretty good job to come down here.
What was your previous job?
I worked on the space shuttle, Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
No kidding. Space shuttle to snowmobiles.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of...
You must really like it down here.
In a way, McMurdo kind of operates like a college campus. All of your basic needs, like meals and housing, are taken care of.
You can do more with your social time here than anywhere else in the world, because you're not buying groceries or not buying gas, not paying bills. I see more live music here than I do almost anywhere else. And then I get to eat three meals a day with eight of my close friends, you know?
In the few weeks we spent here, we found that the bottom of the world is actually a pretty social place.
I mean, there's a lot of people who come here to escape people. Yeah, but it's not that great of a place to escape people, honestly.
And it turns out on a continent where there is no cell phone service, you get to know people on a whole different level. While McMurdo Station can be the social and logistical hub of Antarctica, the science it supports can happen in much more remote and isolated environments. This is where we encountered the second Antarctican lifestyle.
Out in the remote field camps, things aren't as you're used to or as they are in McMurdo. You often live in a tent, cook your own food, even poop in a bucket, and bring it back to town. Outside, you have to watch out for deadly hidden cracks, and of course, it's freezing cold and windy.
In addition to surviving, though, researchers or logistical support teams have to, well, deal with an environment that makes everything exponentially harder, be it in McMurdo or in a remote camp.
Working here is like going up the down escalator. You have to push a little bit harder or else it can push you back down again. And so things are breaking all the time. It's cold, so things snap, things freeze up. You have to make that extra push in order to make things work again.
But despite the challenges, or perhaps because of them, comes an addictive sense of satisfaction.
I always tell people it becomes more and more like work all the time. And that's just a joke. It's not true.